It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Have you at all considered giving Antonio Gibson a start this weekend, given Ramondre's fumbling issues and a couple of Gibson's?
That's definitely under consideration. And I've had multiple conversations with Ramondre. But look, we can't preach that ball security is job security and still have him out there the majority of the time. So I think it sends a stronger message to the players that there are certain things that we just can't do to win, especially with the team that we have today.
I'll tell you, Gerard Mayo saying we can't preach ball security is job security and then keep rolling guys out there, it's a touch late for that.
Yeah, you've already done it.
You've fumbled 4 weeks in a row, Ramondre. Only lost two of them.
Back-to-back weeks.
The lost fumbles, to me, are where the urgency has kicked up and you thought a message would have been sent during the Niners game. You're going to bench him when he was fumbling but not losing it against Cincinnati and Seattle. Maybe they should have sent a stronger message than they did, but you weren't going to bench him. He fumbled again in week three against the Jets. You go, okay, this is concerning. Get it cleaned up. You don't get it cleaned up against the Niners, he should have been stapled to the bench for the rest of that game.
Yeah, fumbling and not losing it is one of those where you can sort of have both things where you're like, all right, we can all learn from this. We got lucky. We still have the ball. So we're not going to freak out and take you out of the game. But the next time you do lose a fumble, it's not like a one-off. Like now, all right, now it's becoming a bit of a trend. So, yeah, they probably should have been much more ready week three, especially that game against – they were barely using him anyway. So when he fumbles, it should have been like, all right, we can kind of do
that
two birds.
That would have been the game to send a message.
Like, you're out the rest of the game, Ramondre. And it's like, well, we weren't going to really hand you the ball anyway.
And if you didn't do it against the Jets, which they didn't, you do it against the Niners, which they didn't. And now Gerard Mayo, after four consecutive weeks of his running back fumbling, says, well, we got to do something about this. We can't preach job security or ball security, rather, as job security and keep doing it.
Really,
you've already done it.
So if he fumbles this Sunday, is he just done for the rest of the game?
He should be.
Yeah. What about the next game? Because at some point, like, I get, at some point,
you're Tiki Barber and you got to, get sent down and you got to get it fixed.
Because one thing that we've heard a lot since Ramondre fumbled for the fourth straight week was, this would never happen with Bill. Bill would sit him down. And you're probably right, but then I would counter, for the vast majority of Belichick's career, they had really good teams and they had the best quarterback of all time. So if you sit the scrub running back, I'm not saying Ramondre's a scrub, I'm just saying
the replacement running back
that always played with Brady, with the exception of the Corey Dillon year, you could just plug in anybody. It was a lot easier to quote-unquote send a message when Tom Brady could still throw it to Gronk, Edelman, and move down the field and score. If you take Ramondre off the field, Van Pelt and Mayo are looking at each other. He's like, score more points. He's like, give me my good player back. Like, I don't have anything to do. Like, they haven't proven they've been able to move the ball without Ramondre Stevenson. So to me, it's easier said than done to just be like, pin him to the bench.
Well, and again, and we've said this a lot the last couple of days, but all right, sit down Ramondre and start Gibson. Gibson's had a fumbling problem his whole career.
Yeah.
So now you sit down Ramondre and Gibson fumbles. What do you do? Like, it's just the Jamichael Hasty show. Nobody wants that. So I don't know that it's a great solution. And I have kicked and screamed about sitting down Pop Douglas after one fumble in his rookie year. Ramondre Stevenson got set down after one fumble in his rookie year. But I do give Bill some credit on that because Stevenson has not had a fumbling issue under Bill's watch, and now it immediately perks up 4-4 games.
Yikes.
With Jerod Mayo, and we all know how Bill would have handled it. So, look, I'm not begging for Bill Belichick back, but that's one I'll score in Bill's favor. 617-779-7937. Things are coming to a head a bit with Jerod Mayo. We'll get back into the angry wide receivers, Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas popping off. Bad body language in the last game against the Niners. Mayo was asked about that yesterday. We'll circle back to that. How much of a problem is it for Jerod Mayo? And is Pop Douglas worth the headache? Like, that's a question worth getting into because he's been a little bit of a headache for a guy who's accomplished exactly nothing in his career. But Keith, we're four games in.
Mm-hmm.
Pats are 1-3, which maybe we expected.
I think most people actually predicted that. You might have switched the Seattle-Cincinnati game.
I thought they would beat Seattle,
yeah.
And I thought they had a real chance against the Jets even going into the year. So maybe I would have thought 2-2, but they're right around where we thought in terms of the record. How they got there, though, is not what I was hoping for. I thought they could be a middle-of-the-pack offense, or at
Yikes.
Least that was my hope for them.
Okay, it's nice to have hopes.
Middle-of-the-pack is nothing.
No, you're
it's
far
nothing.
Cry from that, too.
They
you're
are
near.
Second to the bottom in scoring, 31st. They are dead last in passing yards per game, 32nd. That
and
is not middle of the pack.
The one team that has scored less points per game than them is their opponent this week, which is one of the reasons why you were trying to guess why are they favored. Well, that's one of the reasons, I guess.
That is a positive.
But also, it's a team that has played four quarterbacks. You know, the Patriots starter, we can scream about it all we want, but that is the starter they decided on week one. He has been the starter all 4 weeks. Tua got hurt in the second game. They've had to play Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and then they signed Tyler Huntley off the street. So they've played four quarterbacks in four games, and they barely have scored fewer points than the Patriots, who have had the guy that they chose all year long. So I don't think it's crazy to say they have the worst offense in football.
No, I don't think that's crazy to say at all. I mean, look at some of the offenses around them and how we talk about some of them. And when I say around them, I mean the only offense around them is Miami.
I was gonna say they're...
But if you were going to be like middle of the pack-ish in scoring, let's call it top 20, you know, somewhere around 16. We talk about the Bears and their broken offense. They are averaging 19.3 points a game. That's right around the 20 I was hoping the Patriots would get to.
Yep.
The Vegas Raiders have talked about benching Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the same number, 19.5. Tennessee, they did most of it in one game, 37 against Miami last week.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
They're way out in front.
19.8. Yeah, you know, we've talked again about bad offenses and offenses. The Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson, were like, can he even complete a pass? Look at Flacco when he gets in there.
Mm-hmm.
That offense for the Indianapolis Colts, 21.3. Like 19, 20, 21 a game. That's all I was asking for. It was such a low bar. And they're a far cry from getting to that number. They are the second lowest scoring team in the NFL at 13 a game, only ahead of this week's opponent, as Keith just said. The Miami Dolphins at 11.3. That's it.
Yikes. The passing yard stands out, too. I mean, the passing yard, especially a team that has lost three games, you're like, oh, you got to open it up at the end of the game trying to play catch-up. No, you're dead last.
Do you want that again?
Dead last. Yeah.
They are dead last at 112.3. The Chargers.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think that's a game script thing. I think when they get in front, all they do is run. I think that's like a Harbaugh approach.
J.K. Dobbins had a good early start.
But the second-to-last team is the Chargers at 136 yards a game. So you're... You know, 24 yards away from the 31st, 24 passing yards a game away from being 31 is where you're at.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And, you know, the league has changed so much where years and years ago, if you were bad passing, but you were dominant running and you were dominant on defense, like, all right, maybe you're going to win, but you need to be able to throw. And they can't throw. Like, you look at the top throwing teams, like, those are some of the best teams in the league right now. Patriots are down in the dumps. And there's no real sign with the current group that things are going to change. If anything, the offense could be worse this Sunday because David Andrews is the one guy we keep talking about. It's like the one guy. So he wasn't there, but now you know for sure. All right, he's not going to be there going forward. He just had a horrible game against the Niners. He's gone for the season. So what are the different combinations look like up front? They've been searching for that all year, and you know he's not coming back. So, yeah, it could be worse.
It could be worse. You said it best earlier, Keith. We were hoping the Patriots would have a top 10 defense and a middle-of-the-road offense. And instead, they have a middle-of-the-road defense, mm-hmm. if that, mm-hmm. and arguably the worst offense in football.
Yeah, statistically, they are 17th in points per game allowed on defense. And it's four games for everybody. And, you know, I didn't go through every single game, but it did feel like the Jets and the Niners could have scored more if they wanted to.
100%.
But whatever, like, you could always make the case for everybody else. So we'll just take it evidence that we have. Four games for everybody.
And in fairness, one of the scores for the Niners was on defense, if you want
to
be fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The defense hasn't, and they've also had a bunch of injuries right off the rip. No Barmore. Then you lose Bentley. So that's not ideal. But the hope of them winning games with their defense, like that was sort of the Cincinnati game, right? So like, well, at least we saw some evidence of it. And I know Cincinnati.
Oh, I was
more they lost it than the Patriots won it,
well,
but whatever.
In retrospect, yes, but I was a big believer in their defense after 1 week. Yeah, I'm like, they tackle, they hit. This was impressive.
It was Joe Burrow. Yeah. It was Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. Didn't want to be there, but it was still Ja'Marr Chase. It was T. Higgins. Like, or no, not T. Higgins. Actually, take that back.
No, Higgins,
but it was Chase and Burrow.
Yeah, Yoshivas.
Uh-huh. But that was the, like, you're like, all right, I don't know. They can't do this 17 times, but that was sort of the blueprint where we weren't screaming about Brissett and May after the game. The defense was good. The offense was good enough. I'm not going to call it good, but it was good enough.
Yeah.
And Ramondre got the ball a bunch and fumbled it, but kept it.
Fumbled it, held onto it.
And so you're like, all right, if they do that more, they could have something. And then these last 2 weeks, it's like, oh my God, that feels like it was seasons ago what they did against Cincinnati.
It does. It feels like a long, long time ago. The irony, Keith. We each highlighted three players that we wanted to see more out of this season. You know, we took Drake May off the list, but like three players we were high on and hopeful for. You had Jalen Polk on your list. I think Polk has looked good. You had Christian Gonzalez on your list. I think Gonzalez mm-hmm. has looked good. I know some of the advanced metrics aren't friendly to him. I think watching him, he looks like he's a top flight-ish corner. Maybe not a pure lockdown guy, Patrick Sertan or anything like that.
It feels like a draft hit.
Yeah,
you know, it's early in his career, but it feels like an absolute draft hit.
I think you had Baker on your list. That one, TBD.
Yeah, it's so far, no.
But,
he hasn't played.
You know, I think I had Keon White mm-hmm. and Marcus Jones, so-so.
So Keon White's an interesting one just because he looked good early, but then he also might be one of these freelancers.
But it's like, I feel like some of the guys we highlighted have actually been okay, and the team still is way worse than we thought.
Yeah, because we didn't highlight any offensive linemen. They've all been bad.
Terrible.
We didn't highlight the quarterback. He's been bad.
Real bad.
And, you know, defensively, I nobody's really stood out bad necessarily, but just nobody has played great.
No, so you know, some of the guys we were hoping would step up have kind of even stepped up, and they're still a one-win team going the wrong way, looking like the worst team in football.
You know who we should have highlighted?
Who's that?
Joey Sly and Bryce Baringer.
I didn't know how much...
They can kick and punt this team.
I didn't know how much Joey Sly pumped in the locker room. I didn't know that.
Apparently he's
in the weight room, rather.
Yeah, the weight room.
I didn't know that.
He's drilling 63-yarders? It's insane.
Doesn't skip leg day.
No, and then he got steroid tested. You see that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Honestly, good for the league on that one. It's like, hey,
what's up with this?
This nobody's kicking six. All due respect to Joey Sly.
I mean, he's not a nobody. He's a jack kicker.
He's kind of nobody.
Greg also was putting him over on the broadcast.
He was. So it's like, you're kicking 63-yarders. Can we drug test you, please? I'm actually kind of with them on that. You know?
Well, they got to be consistent. Test all the guys that
are getting drug tested. You know what I always say? If you're getting drug tested, you're doing something right.
Doing something right or wrong, depending on how the results come back.
Well, depending on the result, it might be very, very wrong. That's true. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.